The power of what I'm saying is that we can make very fast changes, and everybody is also different. Everybody needs something different. That's what I like about quantum energy transformation. It's not cookie cutter. I'm not going to do the same thing with you that I would do with somebody else. I'm going to do what the energy says it needs, what your body says it needs.
Welcome to Gratitude Geek, the relationship marketing podcast for micropreneurs building genuine, lasting relationships with clients, colleagues, and community. I'm your host, Candace Ridardi, and today I'm joined by Joshua Bloom. As a quantum energy coach, number one best-selling author, creator of quantum energy transformation, and master of the quantum shift, Joshua has helped thousands of people transform their lives by teaching them how to harness their innate quantum powers to become limitless. Joshua's own life was transformed by an amazing process that he developed over the past 20 years. This process, quantum energy transformation, is based on the acclaimed researcher's revolutionary study and discoveries in quantum biology. Joshua empowers his students and clients to completely release ailments such as fibromyalgia, pain, anxiety, fear, depression, and allergies, migraine, headaches, attention deficit, and much more. He is a trusted authority on the application of quantum transformation, the host of Emotionally Free TV, and has been featured internationally. If you are ready to shift your energy and transform your life, then this is the episode for you. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So tell us your story. How did you become the quantum energy dude?
That's a good question. I think it really all started back when I fell apart, sort of like Humpty Dumpty. And unfortunately, with my case, the Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together again. The king's horses and all that didn't really matter. I went through all sorts of crazy to try to fix my problem. My problem was that I was very anxious, and anxiety would take me over so deeply that I got scared of everything eventually. A good day was, you know, being able to step outside my house and walk around the block and say, hey, I did it. You know, that was a really good day, where a good day should have been a lot greater than that. But that was my life. And so I was dealing with a lot of negative energies, such as entities and things like that. But I had no idea that I was being attacked. I just thought I was an anxious person. So as I move forward through my life, trying to be okay, you know, there were days that I was okay, and there were days that I was non-functional. And as I was moving forward through my days, I eventually came across this understanding of quantum, and I studied it. I learned from Dr. Bruce Lipton, who taught this understanding of quantum biology, but explains it in a way that a normal person can understand. you don't need to be like a medical doctor or a scientist just to understand what he's saying. And I realized that one of the issues that I dealt with was that I was really never in my body. I was never grounded. I was just so in my head. And he said, either you're in growth or protection. And when you're in growth, you're in this place of where your body is functioning, your energy is functioning exactly the way it's supposed to. But when you're in protection, you're either standing still or going backwards, and also in a place of fight or flight. And I realized in that moment that he shared this information, I said, well, that's me. I'm always in fight or flight, always in that anxiety, right? So that anxiety was so ingrained in me that I had to get it out. So I realized I had to get into this growth place. So I had to figure out what that was. And then I realized, well, getting into growth is really getting into your body. But nobody really knew how to do that. You know, I went to, you know, karate places and said, well, can you teach me grounding? And they're like, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? You're a karate place. Don't you understand how to ground the body? Well, we do some things like that, but that wasn't really their purpose. And I'm like, I don't get it. So I looked everywhere, underneath rocks, you name it. I learned 20 different healing modalities just to try to get myself to resolve this. And really, it all kind of helped, but nothing really worked. So I had to create my own thing. So I created quantum energy transformation. And how it started was I worked in a hypnosis center, mainly because I went to them for help. When I realized that they couldn't help me, I realized maybe I could help them. And I started to work there. And I started to see clients and I started to help them with their issues. Now, a lot of people say, well, how could you work with other people if you don't have your stuff together, you know? And I realized that by helping others, I could see the possibilities. And it wasn't until my very first client in the hypnosis center where I realized that the possibilities were available to me. When a woman by the name of Casey Craig came into the center and she was dragging her foot behind her, and I saw her go past me because I was in the other room, and I saw her come into the waiting room, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? I didn't know what I was going to have to deal with here. Anyway, she came into my office dragging her foot behind as well, and I asked her what she wanted to work on, and I thought she wanted to work on weight loss, and she didn't. And when she said she didn't, I was kind of relieved because I really didn't have my game on weight loss at the time. Now I do, but at that time, I had no idea what to do. My ears were open when she said she didn't want to work on weight loss. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to work on? She said she had something called fibromyalgia. So I don't know. I thought she sneezed or something. I had no idea what she was saying. What? She said fibromyalgia. She says it's an incurable syndrome and that she's had it for 16 years and it really was a very difficult thing. She couldn't get out of bed half the time. She had pain in her legs. She couldn't sleep most nights. It was a really difficult situation for her. And what really felt good to me was she said it was an incurable syndrome, so she couldn't expect much. So I kind of felt relieved again and said, okay, let's work on that. Because I was very green at the healing thing, even though I had lots of training, I was still very new in this. I didn't know better to say that it couldn't work. Do you see what I mean? So my being naive actually helped quite a bit. So I asked her a really powerful question. And the question that I asked her was this: when did you notice yourself that you were having a problem inside of your body that you felt was a problem? Not when you were diagnosed or anything like that. When you noticed something was wrong, what was going on in your life at the time? And when she sat down, she started to cry. And, you know, I was kind of new to that. You know, so this lady is sitting there crying. So instead of feeling uncomfortable, which at first it was, I sat down with her and held her hands. And I took her through a quantum process right in that moment. And in 4 minutes, she looked at me and she said, Joshua, it left my body. And I said, what left your body? And she said, the fibromyalgia, it left my body. I felt it leave. At that moment, I didn't know who was the crazy one, because she just said this was an incurable syndrome and now she's telling me it's gone. And I don't know what to say to that other than that sounds great. You know, what do you say to someone who says it's gone? And this is like a really big transformation that I've never had before. My very first experience of something this large. It was remarkable. So she called me the next day and told me that she hadn't felt grounded in her life like this before. It was just amazing. And that she felt better. Then a few months later, she came in to the center with a testimonial in hand. And she said, Joshua, I don't give testimonials, but if this could help one person, then it's worth me giving you the testimonial. And in the testimonial, she explained that she went to Paris and she experienced with her husband this most glorious time of a honeymoon, where she was able to get out of bed every day, where she was able to do the things she was not expecting to be able to do, actually. Every single day she woke up, every single day she walked, every single day things were fine. And that's when she realized that it healed and she was able to move forward in her life. And I said to myself, she just taught me that anything is possible. She just taught me that. I couldn't have learned that any other way. That was the way I needed to see it. That was the way I needed to experience it. And because of that, today I stand before you without anxiety. And so it was her that really helped me. I know it sounds like I helped her quite a bit, but it was her that really helped me. And because of that, I've helped thousands of people transform their lives way beyond what they thought were possible. And it's just amazing.
I have so many questions. But first, for those in the audience who haven't seen Ant-Man or read any of the Ant-Man comic books, please explain what quantum means. You didn't get the joke, did you?
I didn't get the joke. I didn't look at Ant-Man. Well, that's okay. Well, is good, right?
Somebody in the audience got the joke.
Somebody in the audience got the joke, and they're laughing at me right now.
And laughing at me, too. That was a pretty good delivery of a joke that you didn't get, so there.
A good delivery. I was impressed. So, what is quantum? You know, quantum is the experience of energy moving through the cells of the body to create a quantum shift. So what that means is we work at the cellular level of the body. The cells are the smallest part of us that hold consciousness. That's powerful.
Yeah.
It's a family of cells within us that are making up our entire body, our entire energy system, our entire physical body as well. Those cells hold information in them. Mm-hmm. Some of that information is useful. Some of that information is causing us pain, making us sick, and making us feel like we're going crazy. So what I do is I help people move that energy that isn't working for them out of their system, so it's not there anymore, at the cellular level of the body, so that we can create a new experience, something that doesn't require the problem. I like to say we become a person who no longer requires the problem. And I say that because we're not functioning incorrectly. We're actually functioning exactly the way that we're supposed to if we've experienced the things that we did in our lives. So we want to just shift those things that aren't useful. Some things are useful, some things are not. If we shift the things that are not useful, then it's powerful to create a new life, a life worth living, a life that allows us to live without these big problems that people carry. People carry traumas from when they were 3 years old and don't remember even having the trauma. We carry pain in our body and we don't even know why we have the pain. We carry so much inside of us that hold us back. We get triggered all the time by things and we don't know why, because that piece is missing. The why is gone, but the problem is there. I help people, regardless of the why, release the problem so it's no longer there. And I do this in such an easy way. Everything that I do is easy. Nothing I do is hard. And I tell you the real reason why. When I was really, really anxious, like I said, when I could just, you know, walking out the door and saying hello to the outside for a second was like a good day. You're overloaded. There's way too much. You can't handle more. And so I remember that time in my life where if something was way too difficult, it just was overload. It was too much for me to handle. I had to just say no to it, whatever it was. Whether that was something fun or whether that was something at work or whether that was healing or transformation, it didn't matter. If it was too much, it was too much. So I realized early on in my experience, basically from, you know, on the job training, right? I experienced the understanding that the more complicated people make things, the harder it is to heal. And when people make it so complicated, I remember there's a process where you had to muscle test every belief that you think you have, and that could be up to 50 or 75 beliefs. Okay, that's just too much.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yes. And then once you do that, that's not over. Now you know which belief it is. And then you got to go through a series of processes for that. And then when you're done with that, that's not the end either. Then there's another part of that to go through. You get my point.
I know which modality you're talking about.
It's just so much. The more that you have to do, the more anxious you get, the more overloaded you feel. So the modality that I created called quantum energy transformation, I said it has to be easy. We've got to start in growth. It's got to be easy. Anybody should be able to do it. I don't care if it's a kid or an adult or whatever. Everybody should be able to do it. And it shouldn't take long. I'm impatient that way. I feel like I'm impatient in a good way. You know, we don't want to be living with our problem forever, right? We want that issue to resolve.
Oh yeah. Everybody has a pain and they want the pain to be gone.
Exactly. But if the process takes so long, or you've got to do it for 30, 40, 50 days, over and over and over again to get the results, that's just a lot of commitment most people aren't willing to take.
Yeah.
So the work that we do is quantum. So it moves energy through the cells of the body and it happens very, very rapidly. The transformation happens now. It still moves in the body for 36 hours afterwards, but it's moving after the transformation has already occurred. The transformation happens in the moment. So when I'm working with my students and I'm taking them through a transformation, you know, if something goes around 15 minutes, we're like, that took forever. You know what I mean? Because even though that's a very short period of time, 15 minutes in my work is a very long time. So we could actually do something in 2 minutes that will create a huge transformation. So a lot of the work that we do actually takes 2 to 5, maybe 7 minutes at the most to create that transformation. It's amazing.
You know, there's people in the audience right now that are listening going, that can't possibly be. My mind has been blown lately with all the possibilities that there are in the world. Things that I never imagined could possibly be true. But here's what I know. I've been in cancer treatment for 9 years. I have metastatic breast cancer, and I've been in treatment for 9 years. Every 3 weeks, rest of my life, treatment. And I have neuropathy. And there are some neuropathy is based on the nervous system. The nervous system isn't getting the signals correct, and things are happening to my body that are strange. So I will get these hot needle, like it feels like a hot needle is poking me. And because I understand that that random hot poking needle feeling is a disconnect between my nervous system and my brain, I understand what you're saying. But there are people who right now are really skeptical. So what do you say about that? What can we do about that?
Well, let's put it this way. First of all, what we're working on can vary from something like you're experiencing to other things like fibromyalgia that I talked about. People have migraine headaches. People have emotional issues. People have traumas and that kind of thing. And so it does depend on what the person is working on. Not everything is instant. And some things take some time to be able to transform when that person is actually ready to transform it.
Oh, you know, that's the key there. Not everybody is ready. Some people want to hold on to their shit.
Or they need something more before they can let that go, right?
And they want to replace it. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. And I was one of those people. It did, you know, the first bout of anxiety that I had lasted me about 10 plus years.
Oh, that's awful. Because to feel anxious for 10 years, that feeling anxious for 30 seconds feels horrible. You felt it for 10 years?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I felt it for 10 years. It was a very difficult time for me, to say the least. And I was one of those people, well, everything works for everybody else but me. I happened to be my most difficult client.
You were your most difficult client, not your best client?
Well, that too. I learned so much from me to help other people. I really did. And what's interesting is that when I was ready, because I needed to become ready before I was able to shift things. So when I was ready to make that change, it did happen fast, but it took me some time, obviously, to get to that point. But because it took me that long to get there, when I work with clients, for example, I know what that's like. I've been there. So I know how to invite them to take 10 years of problem and let's do that in a session, for example, rather than having to have them live 10 years of anxiety over and over again, over and over and over and over again, which makes you kind of nuts and very difficult. So the power of what I'm saying is that we can make very fast changes. And everybody is also different. Everybody needs something different. That's what I like about quantum energy transformation. It's not cookie cutter. I'm not going to do the same thing with you that I would do with somebody else. I'm going to do what the energy says it needs, what your body says it needs. And whatever that is, I'm going to get from my guides. I'm going to get from my higher self. I'm going to get from the client. So as we're working together, it's a team effort. You know, I'm putting in my effort. The client is putting in their effort. We're working together to make this happen. And depending on what that person is working on releasing, you can change things rather fast. I mean, compared to other modalities, it's quite quick. You know, one lady came to me for 6 sessions. So this is a good example of what's possible. The first session she came to me, she said, I want to heal my migraine headaches. And I said, okay, that's fine. We can work on that. And I said, is there anything else you want to work on? She says, I just want to heal my migraine headaches. I'm like, okay, I get it. So I said to her, let's do that. So she came in. Now, I did not know she had this other issue that presented the day that she came in. And that was that she couldn't sit down. And so she says, I have a problem right now. I can't sit down. So what do you suggest? And I said, well, I have a couch. You can lay on the couch. Would that work? And she said, yes, that would work fine. So she lays on the couch. I said, well, let's work on this. It looks like you have a problem here. And no, no, I want to work on the migraine. I can live with this. And she can't even sit down, okay? She says she can live with that, but not live with the migraine headaches. So I said, okay, we'll work only on the migraine headaches. That's what she wants to do. That's fine. So I work with her on the migraine headaches only, as I promised that I would do. I take her through a quantum process that was really amazing. And after the process, she opened her eyes and she sat up. And I'm as in shock as she is. And she says, I'm sitting. And I said, I know, you said you couldn't sit. She said, I'm literally sitting. And I thought that was very interesting that she was just able to get up after that, because she was in so much pain. She said she had to park far away so she could scream as she got out the car. That's how bad it was. And I said, okay, so you're sitting. She says, I don't believe this. She wouldn't listen to a word I was saying to her, by the way. She was just in shock that she was able to sit. And I didn't think, that this was going to happen either. So anyway, she got up and she went into my waiting room and she sat in a waiting room chair. Now that's different than a couch. It's much harder and not as comfortable. And she sits in it and she sits there for 45 minutes telling me she can sit. That's basically what she was doing. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And she said, well, thank you. And she left. She came back for her second session. The second session, I worked with her and she wanted to work on migraine headaches. So that's exactly what we did. And I felt like I did a really good job with her. I felt really connected with her and I went to give her a hug. And she put her hand up like this and she said, shake my hand. You know, I'm like, okay, I thought we had a connection. Maybe not. That's okay. So I shake her hand and she leaves. And so after she leaves, she comes back for the next session. And in the next session, I take her through this really amazing quantum process. And it was a very big release that she had during this session. It was huge. And so after she left, she came back for the next session. And when she came in this time, she gave me a hug. I'm like, who is this lady? I didn't understand why she was hugging me. She said, Joshua, I can't even tell you what happened. I stopped yelling at my kids. I now have a different experience of relations with my husband. I'm having a whole different life now. And she says, but that's not the biggest thing. I went to the doctor and I told him that I didn't have eczema anymore. I said, I didn't know you had eczema. She said, well, I don't seem to have it anymore. It's gone. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And so she said, I went to the doctor and I told him that I didn't have eczema anymore. And he said, that's literally impossible. And I'm like, yeah, I agree that from that's an issue that the medical industry has not resolved. And so she said, he made me disrobe and show him that I didn't have eczema. So I did. And he didn't say a word and he walked out the room. And I'm like, that is just amazing. So she came for her last session and we...
Hold on. The doctor just walked out of the room without saying a word and that just left it at that?
Well, because in his model of the world, that's impossible.
Yeah.
So he had nothing to say.
Eczema is an autoimmune disease. So yeah.
He had nothing to say. He couldn't, my guess, and I wasn't there, but my guess was that he went back into his world of what he believed because it was too uncomfortable to believe that this could have even happened. I mean, that's my guess, but I really don't know what happened. She told me the story.
That's crazy. So, okay. Sorry, I interrupted you because I'm just so blown away by that story. All right. Last session with your client.
The last session with my client, we worked. Now, mind you, I never worked on any of these other things. I only worked on migraine headaches because she wouldn't let me. So I said, okay, we're only working on migraine headaches. And the last session we worked on migraine headaches. To this day, it's been like 20 some odd years now, she gets a migraine maybe once or twice a year. Before she was getting a migraine like, you know, weekly, sometimes daily. You know, the cluster migraines where you get them in a row. Yes, so now she gets one once or twice a year. And all of those things changed. The eczema changed in her life. The back pain. She says, do you know how many chiropractic sessions I went for that pain that I couldn't sit down? and it went away. So after that, she had me work with her entire family.
Because no doubt.
She realized. So her son had a skin issue, actually. Her son was having issues with his skin. He was getting all these pimples all over the skin. And so I took him through a process and helped him transform, and his face started to melt away. All those zits that were on his face, it started to go away. And that was amazing. And she said, you know how much money you saved me in medication? You know, medication over years and years and years is going to cost, you know, a tremendous amount of money. She says, you know, working with you and having that resolved that way was much, much faster. So, and less costly than what she would have done paid in medication. So it's just amazing what the processes can do. But the point of all of this is that it did take six sessions. It didn't all happen in one go, but we had momentum, right? She came in for one session, she came in for another session. We kept moving the energy at the cellular level of the body, and her body decided what was going to change. It was like, you know, I can think of how powerful I might be by saying, hey, we're going to do this. Or and she could be thinking, I have this intention, we're going to do this. But her body had something else in mind. You know, it really was none of our business. It was like, yeah, the body was saying, I'm the intelligent one, and you're going to go in this order. We're going to do it this way, regardless of what I do. The way that it healed was the way that the body wanted to heal. And I find that happens many times. So somebody might have cancer, but something else needs to move before that cancer moves. Or somebody might have migraine headaches, but it's not going to change until this other part changes. So a lot of that happens in this work, and those things change rather quickly.
Well, and the migraines were a symptom of all the other things, I would assume. Yeah. You know, if you've got everything, chronic back pain that prevents you from sitting, that means something's wrong with your spine, which means your nervous system isn't sending the right messages, which is, you know, which, I mean, there's just everything leads to the migraine was just the last symptom that you, I'm fixing the migraine. But before I fix the migraine, we've got to peel this layer of the onion.
Exactly.
The next layer of the onion needs to be peeled.
Exactly. And there's lots of layers sometimes. And some people have very difficult layers. I mean, I've worked with women who have been raped and won't go outside. You know, they come to me with, you know, someone to bring them because they can't calm themselves because they're scared to go anywhere alone. And then after I work with them, and usually something like that literally takes a session, that's it. And I work with them on that kind of thing. And I don't have them revisit it, by the way. That's another thing. A lot of times when people have a trauma like a rape, the resolution to it is revisiting the whole thing over again, which is scary to do.
Yeah.
So in the work that I do, we don't revisit it. We actually just move the energy energetically, and it leaves. And it's no longer a trigger in their body that causes them fear and a huge amount of upset and all the things that they've lost because of their abilities to go out by themselves and all that also change. So that was really amazing to see this happen for many women that I've worked with who have had that issue. Usually they don't tell me on the first visit, though. They're like, Joshua, this is what my real problem is. You know.
Well, that's a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah, it is. You need to trust someone.
I don't care if it's 2023. The stigma of having been raped, you know, women to this day still think it's their fault.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's really sad because it's not. It's not your fault that man was a creeper.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true,
or a criminal. Not even a creeper, a criminal. I just got angry. Can you release that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I want to talk about energy because while you were talking, something came up that was kind of weird. Not weird, just enhances what you're talking about. A friend of mine is an aromatherapist. Hi, Christy. She's an aromatherapist. And she taught me to pick the scent that I'm going to diffuse for the day. I should let my energy pick it for me. So I'll like just randomly pick a bottle out of my pile of bottles, and then I'll take the lid off and I'll dump it over. And if it doesn't come out, that means it's not the scent I need to smell that day. Right. And I was like, this is just kind of hokey. It's, you know, but it's true. Some days the oil out of the same bottle will flow freely. And some days the oil doesn't come out at all. So there, you know, energy we don't feel it, but you know, you could argue that you don't feel God. If you do feel God, you're feeling the energy. Right. So, anyway, I don't know why that image came up, but it's a great image.
Well, there's so many ways to create a change using energy. And that's the amazing part of it. So like your example with the oils, where you're utilizing how it flows to you as a mechanism for knowing whether that's right for you today or not, because we need different things every single day.
And right for today is, I mean, that is, it applies to everything. Is coffee right for today or tea, right? Do I need to start my day with carbs or should I get some protein? You know, every day is going to be different. You're not the same person every day, and every day you're going to need different things and you're going to have different outcomes. You can do the exact same steps 10 times and you'll get 10 different things. I learned this by making homemade tortillas. I follow the same recipe every time and they never turn out the same.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes they're delicious and sometimes they're meh.
Maybe you didn't need to have tortillas that day.
Maybe. I make them when my husband requests them. And what's really nice, we have a nice synergy there. And here's the energy thing too. I make the dough and he rolls them.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's fair. Fairsies, right? But yeah, you can follow the exact same recipe 10 times, the exact same recipe down to the, you know, scraping the top of the flour so that you're getting the exact measurement and it comes out different every time. Mm-hmm. So, and that has to do with energy. I believe that. Okay. So what have we, maybe not. Let's talk about marketing. So you have this business that is kind of outside the box. There's no, you created something. It's your system. It's not like you learned it from somebody else. It's completely yours. So how do you tell people about it? How do you spread the word? How do you market?
How do I market? Well, I feel what's really important is marketing with integrity. I think that's a really important thing because there's a lot of things people teach us. I've taken lots of marketing courses throughout the years, and not all of the things in marketing seem to be honoring everybody. And there's a lot of things that bother me. People pretend to be other people. You know, that's a big one. You know, it doesn't sit really well with me. People do all sorts of things that make people want to buy or pressure people or whatever. And I find that's, you know, if people are going to be interested in your service, I think the most important things is that they can trust you, that they can resonate with you, that they understand what you're offering and that there's no pressure in doing that. It's just that that's something they need and they want to buy it. So I find that the best marketing tool that I have found is go where the people are. So
go where the people are who want what you're selling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, a lot of times people try to make their own thing. And when we make our own thing, we're doing that by ourselves. I remember many years ago, I thought, well, I could make a goal setting workshop for business people. And I thought that would be a really good thing to do. So I made this workshop and, you know, I'm sitting in this room by myself and have very few students because, you know, I put up flyers and I talked to people in offices and did all this stuff. And I'm trying to bring all of them to me. And it's like, you know, if I just went to where the people are already, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
So I started to then look at, well, where are the people? You know, that was a good question to ask. Where are the people in the first place? So there are, you know, like-minded churches, there are community centers, there are healing centers and people who are looking for people to talk. There's all sorts of different groups that are already formed. So it's so great to go where the people are because when you go to where the people are, you're not having to start from scratch and bringing people to you.
Yeah, exactly. And there's lots of ways to find the right people. What's that website? Meetup? You can find them in Meetup.
Yes,
yeah, Meetup is a good example. Yeah, there's lots of ways to find the right people for the message and the product that you have. I recently re-engaged with Facebook. I hadn't really engaged with Facebook in a long time, but something said, Candace, you need to be on Facebook now. I think it was because Threads started. And so all these people have migrated off of Facebook and onto Threads. So Facebook is a lot more pleasant right now. But I noticed when I logged in one day that every third post was an ad for a coach who was trying to sell me their coaching program. And as I'm going through all these different coaching programs, I'm like, okay, well, I'm a coach. Why am I being sold all these coaching programs? And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to give my top 10 reasons, you know, my top 10 best advice for free right here on Facebook. And I just I just listed 10 things that people need to know. And one of them is be authentic, you know, be who you really are. I'll post that in the show notes, y'all. I'm not going to be able to spit it out right now because I don't have it memorized, but being authentic is really, if you are not authentic, you're not going to attract the right people. And I'm a fan of repelling the wrong people and attracting the right people. So you want to repel who doesn't need to be in your space, and you want to attract who does need to be in your space. And Joshua gave that the 2 thumbs up.
Yes, I do that all the time. In my marketing, I talk about things that I want people to see so that they don't come and work with me. And then I also put things in there that attracts the exact right person for me.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's,
you really want your tribe. You want people who are going to be there and want to be there so strongly that they'll do anything to make your class.
Yeah.
That's the people we want.
Yeah.
So I work hard to get those people.
And it is work. But once you have the right tribe, the vibe is good. And it's not, you don't have to work so hard anymore. Okay. So speaking of work, you created a beautiful pendant.
I did. I'm wearing it.
And so am I. Thank you. Thank you very much for the gift.
You're welcome. Tell us
about the pendant.
So as I told you that I was having an entity issue 10 years ago, or I'm sorry, 20 years ago for 10 years. And when I had this problem, I had no idea what I was dealing with. I didn't know that I was dealing with entities. I thought I was anxious. I thought I was going nuts. You know, that was what I was feeling. Anyway, I got it to be a little bit better by inventing this quantum energy transformation, and I was able to manage it differently. I was able to manage my energy, reduce my anxiety quite a bit, and I felt more normal. Not quite perfect, but it was a whole lot better than it was before. Okay. So then I was living in New York and things were pretty smooth and COVID happened. And as like right in the middle of COVID, I moved to New Jersey from New York because my mom, she needed to have some extra support. So I said, Mom, I'm moving near you because you need support and I'm going to be right there for you. And she said, well, she resisted at first, but eventually that was the way we went. And so I moved to New Jersey. In moving to New Jersey, I don't know what it is, but all of the same stuff that happened before 20 years ago started again.
Ooh.
I started to get more anxious, more entities, more problems, and I was really having a problem again. And so I needed to resolve this because this was very uncomfortable and very difficult. And I'm like, I did this already. So,
yeah.
And very deflating, to be honest with you. You know, when you've gone through what you've gone through,
yeah.
And then now you're having to go through it again, it's just, it's frustrating as it can be.
No doubt.
And it even came in bigger, more difficult to deal with than before.
Are you from New Jersey? You're from New Jersey originally and you moved to New York.
Okay. I'm originally from New Jersey. Yes.
So you went home to back to where the trauma was from.
I did. I went to the same area, not the same exact area, same area. But the trauma wasn't. The trauma was actually not here. The trauma was I moved a couple different places. I moved to Washington D.C. for a while and so forth. So there was traumas that happened there too. When I moved back to New Jersey to be with my mom, so that I can help her, and all this problem started to happen. I needed a resolution for entities. And what was happening was I would go to the store and I'd come back and I'd bring entities in the house. And then I would get I would get fearful again. And then I know how to clear them because I had learned how to do that. And I have a very, very, very powerful clearing process. But I was having to clear every single day, sometimes several times a day. If I went out, I got to clear again. You know, so I was maybe not going out so much because it was easier not to go out than it was to clear all day long. Anyway, I had an experience where I went to a street fair and I went to this booth where this lady was offering crystals and jewelry and stuff. So I had asked her, do you know anything about the crystals? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, oh, great. Well, then tell me what I can do about entities, because it's really been a problem for me. And she said, let me think about that. I said, okay. And she said, well, you need selenite. And I said, do you know how much selenite I have at home? I've got so much selenite, I can make a boat. You know, it's just, I've got so much of it. And I said, that never really, I mean, selenite's wonderful, and I love selenite, but it never really resolved that issue. I still have the entity problem. Anyway, she said, but you also need black tourmaline. And I said, oh, okay. So she said, well, I was about to ask her, do you have them together? And her answer to me was, of course I have them together. But I didn't yet ask her. So I thought, do, right? Something was up with this. So I said, okay. And she gave me this pendant with black tourmaline and the selenite together. And that's what's on the top of this one. See, the black tourmaline's up there. And then the selenite is the whole back thing. This is all selenite. So then I had a meeting of the masters, so to speak, and my spirit guides, who I call the travelers, just because it's funny, but the spirit guides, they came in and they said, or they were really here, but they said, Joshua, this is working quite well for you. And I said, yes, it is. I went to the grocery store and I don't bring anything back. Oh my God, that's great. He says, but it's not finished. I said, okay, what do I need to do? And so they recommended that I would get red spinel, which is the next one on the pendant. So I went and I got the red spinel, and I was excited that the red spinel was going to be on the pendant. And I remember the transformation that day. I put it on the pendant and I put it on me, and I'm like, oh my God, I could taste the energy of it. That's how strong it was. And so I was really, really pleased about that. The red spinel made a big difference. And what red spinel does is it takes the fear away. And I'm like, I could use a little of that, you know?
Oh, so, that's a good thing to do, is to take the fear away.
Yeah, it is a very, very good thing to do, taking the fear away. So then I was told the next thing I needed was labradorite. And I said, okay, I know what that is. I didn't know what the red spinel was, but I knew what labradorite was. And I put that onto the pendant. And I noticed that was a really great transformer, really transforms. But I also argued with my spirit guides. You know, I don't always just take what they say. I said, come on, what is this for? You know, so my spirit guide said, well, Joshua, the pendant is actually going to transform on its own. It's going to, when you wear it, it's going to transform triggers. So when a trigger comes up and you get all that bad feeling, it's going to remove the energy of that. It's going to move the energy quantumly so that you don't have to deal with it yourself. And I thought, well, that would really be useful. I like some of that, please. And so I put it on there. Then the last thing was the blue chalcedony. And blue chalcedony is really good for calming the nervous system. And so I put on the blue chalcedony, and I put it on the bottom, I put it on my body, and I just noticed that it was really supercharging how I was feeling. And it literally changed my life. I stopped picking up entities. I put on these different crystals, and it made a huge difference. But on top of that, my spirit guide said, that's not it. Now you need to up-level the energy of the pendant. So we did a couple things. One thing that we did was me and my spirit guides, we added what's called the golden light attunement. And we gave the golden light that Jesus experienced or received from the white light beings, like back when, and I didn't know I could do that, but that's what I learned to do. I learned to add this golden light into the pendant, which makes it like have an auric field that's really, really big so that it's protecting you. And so then they said, you need to up-level the frequency. And so I learned to up-level it to 100,000 energy frequency, which is really, really high. And when I did all that, then the pendant started to work in a very different way than it did originally. It started to move energy much faster and easier, and it made it so much easier for me to live my life. So then I thought, well, maybe this is only happening for me. So my core group of students, I said, hey, I made this pendant. I want you to get one. And can you let me know how it's working for you? What's happening? And people would put it on. My students would put it on. And they're like, Joshua, it's making me feel grounded instantly. It's making me feel stronger. And it's automatically moving the energy out that I'm getting triggered with. And it was amazing to see that they were having very similar experiences to what I was having. And that's when I decided that I think the world needs to have this.
So how do people find them?
Oh, my website, which is beingquantum.com. That's B-E-I-N-G. Quantum, quantum.com.
Oh, that's a good website. I like it.
Yeah.
That's some good marketing there. All right. Is there anything that I haven't asked you yet that you want to talk about?
Oh, that is a great question. First of all, I'd like to say that anything is possible. Anything is possible. We can create shifts that allow us to have our life back. At the same time, as I say that, is that you've got to be willing to do the work. It's not that, it's not like a magic, you know, I'm not going to throw some magic dust on you and have you change whatever it is. We're going to really use the principles of quantum physics. We're going to really use the pendants to up-level our energy. We're going to shift and we're going to move the energy. And if you're ready, great. And if you're not ready, I'll help you get ready. But the bottom line is we all need to be in a place where we're open to having that shift happen. And when you're ready, wow, magic is possible. Magic happens. Also, I do have a special gift for your audience.
Do tell.
If you go to IQET.com/Candace, K-A-N-D-A-S, then you will be able to get this amazing audio in which I created with Dr. Bruce Lipton, Donna Eden, and many other people who are in my book and in my movie called The Ultimate Answer is Inside. This is called Discovering the Science of Quantum Manifestation. And we all share how manifestation works from the perspective of healing. So, you know, everybody knows I want to make money and all that stuff. This is from the perspective of healing and transformation. How do you manifest that? Because you got to manifest that in order to create transformation and healing. But how do you do it? Well, I tell you in this office.
It's the layers of onion. You can't cure the migraine until you've gotten rid of all the other layers. You can't make the money until you've healed. Exactly. Layers of the onion. I love it.
I love that too.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. This is your moment of gratitude. For whom or what are you most grateful?
I have to say that I am extremely grateful for the pendants, because the pendants put me in a position where I no longer have those issues. It just took the issues away. And in a sense, because I'm such a sensitive person, I'm an empath. So I have huge sensitivity. In that sensitivity, everything is overwhelming, but not anymore. Ever since I've been wearing the pendant, it has changed my life beyond what I ever thought was possible. And I'm grateful for that, because had I not had the pendants, I would probably be doing this call with you today, but not necessarily getting on feeling the most confident or the most transformed either. I'd be in a very different person than I am today. It has really changed my life, put me in a position where I can be so much more of service to others. I can live my life feeling more normal, because I can tell you there are times I feel very not normal in my life because of all the crazy that I was experiencing. So had that not happened, I don't know where I'd be today.
Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Geek, the relationship marketing podcast for micropreneurs building genuine, lasting relationships with clients, colleagues, and community. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Audible, iTunes, Good Pods, or your preferred podcast player. Our theme music is Track 14 by Rev Brock and Soul Lily. Make sure to visit gratitudegeek.com for the show notes, where you can find links to all the groovy resources we've mentioned, including ways to connect with our guest, Joshua Bloom. Stay groovy, my friends.
Stay groovy, my friends.